This is a Member Care Media production of TWR. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.
From Psalm 84, "Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion." Marian, when did Psalm 84 begin to speak to you in a special way?
I think it was in the early months of the year 2002. We were, at the time, our team, the mobile member care team, we were living in Abidjan in Cote d'Ivoire. And we had been together as a team for about a year and a half, I guess. Things were going really well as a team, and we were beginning to really develop relationships with workers across West Africa. We were really encouraged by the attendance at our workshops, and things just seemed to be clicking along pretty well. And it was during that time that I read the Psalm 84, and I think I was especially struck at that moment by the verses which mentioned strength. I remember reading verse 5. It says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their heart on pilgrimage." And then somehow I skipped ahead to verse 7, and it says, "They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion." And so I think for me, what I saw was this great picture of resilience, the idea of going forward, not faltering. And I believe I took it as God's promise to me and to our team.
I can certainly understand that. As something of a pilgrim yourself, you took it to mean that you would go from strength to strength, that there wouldn't be any faltering.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I was thinking at the time. And it was, you know, wonderful, what I thought was a wonderful promise, a wonderful picture. And I had no reason to think that that wasn't going to be the case.
That's certainly an understandable hope. But then what happened?
Well, then a few months later, that very same year, civil war broke out in Ivory Coast, and in just a few days, life totally changed. We had 7 days of being under siege while bullets flew overhead, because we were trapped in a building, and we were between enemy lines. So we had the government lines on one side and the rebel lines on the other. We were there for 7 days, and then after 7 days, we were rescued and we were returned to safety. But we realized that life had irrevocably changed.
And then?
And then over the next 6 months, we left the country, Cote d'Ivoire, moved to another West African country. During that time also, my teammate Karen was diagnosed with a tumor, and that turned out to be stage 1 cancer. It just seemed that we started to experience one difficult circumstance after another.
And that led to a second look at Psalm 84.
During that time, it seemed the Lord just kept taking me back to Psalm 84, but this time in particular to the Valley of Baca part.
So much for never faltering. Before you tell us more about the Valley of Baca part, can you tell us how this psalm has been understood by God's people in the past?
Others have considered it a psalm of the winepress. And what is interesting is that grapes or wine are never mentioned in the text. But in Israel, apparently, the press was used for two things, the grapes to be squeezed in the process of making wine, and then olives squeezed in the process of making oil. And so it seems that this psalm is a psalm about grapes becoming wine, about olives becoming oil, and in a figurative sense, crushing circumstances being transformed into a place of perhaps refreshing or transformation, transfiguration.
And how would you characterize the psalm, given your experience and your meditations on it? Not as a psalm of the wine press, but as a psalm of what?
I think for me, I would just simply call it a psalm of resilience. And I love the word resilience. And it's something that, you know, it just pictures, there's just pictures in my mind when I see that word. And I believe that this psalm has just a lot to teach us, things that are important to keep in mind as we persevere on our journey and as we become the resilient people that I believe God intended us to be.
What are some of the images that you saw in the psalm that led you to call it a psalm of resilience?
Well, I believe one key image is that of groups of people that travel together on a pilgrimage. Maybe their families, friends, I picture children, and they seem to have a common goal in mind, that of worshiping the Lord in the temple. But it seems it was not just about the destination, it was the journey that was also important. And one gets the impression of a certain joy in traveling together, maybe a commitment to walk that road together. I can imagine singing along the way, laughter, camping out, sharing the food they had brought along together. So it's, for me, it's a wonderful picture of community.
Those are very beautiful images to take away from the psalm. Is there any other image that especially stood out for you?
Well, I think along the same line, it's also a picture of celebration. And I understand that pilgrimages to the tabernacle were a great feature of Jewish life. And the Israelites always stopped to remember sacred days. In fact, they were commanded to do that, and they stopped to celebrate, and especially to remember God's faithfulness to them.
So we have pilgrims traveling together, and there's a sense of celebration among them. That almost sounds dreamlike for cross-cultural workers. Against that background, what characterizes these pilgrims?
Well, that word strength just seems to be really there. You know, we see these pilgrims as being strong, as being determined, but the strength is not inherent in the pilgrims. It seems that the strength is in God. 5a talks about, blessed are those whose strength is in you. And it seems like the strength is not inherent in the pilgrims, but strength is in God. And some translations say it even in a stronger way. They say, blessed are those in whose hearts are the ways or steps of the Lord. And so it seems like this quality of strength is directly related to what has been engraved on their hearts. I think Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2 captures that very same idea. When the psalmist says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. You know, that really is strength in God.
So as you read this psalm, one of the characteristics of the pilgrim is that he or she has a certain strength, but that strength isn't inherent in the pilgrim, it's in God.
Exactly. And then I think in the second part of that same verse, another thing that characterizes these pilgrims is the fact that they have set their heart on pilgrimage. That to me says that they have not undertaken the journey lightly or half-heartedly, but there's a wholehearted commitment to the journey. And to me, it's significant, too, that it does not say they have set their heart on the finish line. Although, obviously, the finish line is important. And I think that later in the passage, it talks about the finish line. But the idea right here is that of an ongoing commitment to the journey, to obedience, and to following God wherever he might lead.
So the journey, the pilgrimage, is a chosen one. And the journey itself is as important as the destination in some ways. And then comes?
Yeah, well, then comes the Valley of Baca in verse 6. And it's interesting, this Valley of Baca, because the passage does not say if they pass through the Valley of Baca, but it says as they pass through the valley. So it seems inevitably the journey at some point leads to a dry, isolated, and lonely valley.
Well, a dry, isolated, and lonely valley doesn't sound like the best place to pause our conversation, but that's what we're going to do. Let's resume the journey at this point in our next broadcast.
We hope this production of Member Care Media will prove helpful to you. We invite you to explore the many other resources on this website. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.